Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 88. But it's a kind of different show for a couple of reasons. First of all, we're going to be coming to you from the Sight City show in Frankfurt in just a moment. But secondly, we're kind of doing a podcast extra. So let me let you into a little secret, right, from the production studios here at Sight and Sound Technology. This podcast was ready to go yesterday and then we got some news hot off the press that we thought we should insert into this show. And by the way, we have a show coming up very shortly with our good friends Rose Woodall and Paul Hopkins from QAC, and they'll be telling us all about the Site Village Central, which is going to kick off in July, of course, on the 8th and 9th of July. But I digress. We have some special offers, some promotions, which are going to hit very shortly, and we thought we'd let you know about those. The first is the Next VPU AngelEye Desktop. Now, you'll hear about this device later on this episode when we talk to Sean from Next VPU, lovely guy who came over all the way from China. This device will be available for a limited time for £1,099. That's a saving of £200 on the regular retail price. So if you are interested and you want to know more about the AngelEye Desktop after you hear Sean, get in touch with us. 01604 7987 7980 and we'd be happy to tell you more. Now, a couple of episodes ago, remember we talked to Jenny Axler about the Braille eMotion. That's a device, by the way, that so many people are saying, tell us more about the Braille eMotion. When can I see it? Where is it? When can I get it? Etc. Well, we have a nice promotion on the Braille eMotion for a limited time. Promotion on the eMotion, I think we're saying. £2,295 is the price, and that's a £500 saving on the regular retail price. And we will knock a further 10% off that if you trade in any Braille note taker in working condition. That's really important. In working condition, we will have to take it in, we will have to evaluate it. And if we deem it to be in working order, you get another 10% off that purchase price. Can't say fairer than that, I think. Give us a call on 01604 798070 if you want to know more. Now, that's the end of the podcast extra. Let's go to Germany and get on with the show. Hello and welcome in to the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. This is episode number 88. It's our Sight City Insights episode, and we're coming to you from Sight City in Frankfurt. Sight City in Frankfurt, and podcast at sightandsound.co.uk is the email address if you'd like to get in touch with us. I say we because I'm not on my own. I have Stephanie Davies, our head of sales and marketing, with us. Stephanie,
hi,
welcome.
Hi there, Stuart.
It's nice to actually sit beside you as opposed to putting you on Teams or something.
I know, it's nice. It'll be a brief experience.
Listen, thanks for joining us on episode 88, Sight City Insights, which, by the way, Stephanie, we have to give you credit for the name of this episode, so thank you. Listen, you've been here for 2 days. I came in this morning, to head back to Dublin. It's been really busy, and we're going to hear in a few minutes from some of our partners with some new products. But what's it been like for you over the last two days?
I mean, it's been great. Obviously, when I last spoke to you, I'd been to California.
Right.
So, I mean, it sounds very glamorous, jet-setting around the globe, but we'll be ramping up to our own big event in Birmingham in July. But coming over to Frankfurt's always a slightly different experience to the US. It's a large conference building set over 4 floors. Sometimes I get a bit confused because we're going up and down to different floors to see partners. But it's a big, big venue and lots of great stands from not just our partners, but from everyone here.
And it's interesting, Stephanie, because people probably listening now saying, it's pretty quiet. It's actually because it's almost the end of the second day.
We've had the ding-dong telling us to evacuate, but...
There is a really good scheme over here where you can get a sighted guide for about 13 euros an hour. I think it's money well spent. I had to walk around this morning with a lady for 2 hours.
Yeah. So all that. And there's also, you're forgetting, Stuart, but depending where she took you, there's the tactile floor.
Yes, there is. Yeah, yes. We had a look at that. Really interesting. So definitely worth a visit to Sight City for people in the UK or Ireland or anywhere in Europe. You know, it's an easy one to get to, and certainly loads of stuff to see. Stephanie, quick plug if you can for Sight Village Birmingham.
Yes, it's the 8th and 9th of July at the Eastside Rooms in Birmingham. It's where we were last year for the first time. It's a great venue. It's all one level in a big conference hall. We also use the breakout rooms, the seminar rooms. We have our education piece in the foyer, and it's attached to a Marriott hotel. So you can come along and stay over for the 2 days, and you don't even need to leave the venue.
That's fantastic. Okay, Stephanie, thanks for chatting to us. I know you're busy. Enjoy the rest of this episode, folks. We're going to start off with some recordings I made earlier today when I caught up with Venkatesh from Orbit Research. I'm here at Sight City 2024 in Frankfurt with Venkatesh Shari from Orbit Research. Venkatesh, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Great to be here with you because your product line, or at least some of your product line, is just entering the Sight and Sound portfolio. We have the Orbit Slate devices, and there's two flavors of those, and the Orbit Q devices, which are QWERTY Braille keyboards with a Braille display, something, Venkatesh, that we've certainly been asked about for a long time.
That's right. Yeah, we have had these requests for QWERTY input for a very long time too, and we finally decided to do it, and we're very happy that we did. These will be launching next month, which is in June. And they essentially, so we have two models, a 20-cell model and a 40-cell model. They are both functionally very similar to our Orbit Reader 40 device. So they have cursor routing keys, they have an editor a function, a reader for text files and BRF files, and of course they connect to all kinds of devices, including Windows and Mac computers, iOS and Android devices, and they have built-in haptics as well, which our previous devices did not have. They have audio indicators as well. So we're hopeful that these devices will fill a need that so far has been rather at a high price point.
Tell us a little bit about the Slate devices, because there are two flavors of those.
That's right. So we have been contemplating multi-line displays for quite some time, and we were actually polling people about what kind of format they would like, and we got very mixed messages, so we decided to make two versions. So we offer a 5-line 20-cell device, which we call the Orbit Slate 520, and a 3-line 40-cell device, which we call the Orbit Slate 340. They both offer similar functionality, so they have onboard Braille editing. You can also save them as text files. There's a built-in Braille translator, forward and backward. There is also a simple calendar, calculator, clock, and alarm feature. And they are also connectable to any device through a screen reader.
And for somebody, I was just thinking, for somebody who might want to, for example, read a book if you're traveling maybe on a train or a bus, this kind of thing is ideal because it's very portable.
That's exactly right. So you get access to a lot more Braille than with a single line display, but especially for information that is spatially organized, such as tables or math equations or music scores, where you want to maintain vertical alignment and you want to see more than one line, it's extremely helpful because there's really no other device that you can do it on and still have it in a very compact and portable form factor.
One of the characteristics about all your products, Venkatesh, is that you have this, what we call signage quality Braille, really good quality Braille on all the Orbit products.
Yoko.
That's right.
You
know, yeah, we. This is a technology that we invented about a decade ago, and it's very unique. Once the pins are moving, and the pins actually move with a substantial amount of force, so you can actually keep your fingers on them as they are refreshing. Once they're moved up or down, they are actually locked and retain that position even without power, and they're not squishy like piezo displays are. They're very rigid, and especially for beginners and for people with some neuropathy, they are extremely easy to use.
Well, Venkatesh, we're certainly looking forward to having your products in our portfolio across the UK and Ireland. Look forward to showing lots of people the great work that you're doing. Thanks for joining us today, and hope the rest of the show goes well for you.
Thank you.
Now you join us again at Sight City here in Frankfurt, and I've caught up with Greg from PageBraille. PageBraille is another product that's about to enter our portfolio. Greg, first of all, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
PageBraille is, in some respects, bringing some really something that I guess everybody has. Some people have a Perkins under their bed, but it's giving something that everybody has, something that's been around for ages ago, and giving it a modern twist.
Exactly, yeah. So we make an upgrade for the classic Perkins Brailler. So people just swap the base of their Braille writer with our board, and then they can turn it into a Bluetooth keyboard to connect it wirelessly to any phone, tablet, or laptop.
How does that work for somebody then who might be visually viewing? Because this is really ideal in a situation maybe where somebody's in school.
Yeah, exactly. So people can head over to our website at pagebraille.com, and there we've got a translation tool. So as you're embossing on your Braille writer, it will display the print translation and also speak it back to you with your screen reader. And it will work with any screen reader, so you don't have to learn how to use a whole new product. You can just keep using what you're comfortable with.
Now, the really great thing about this is that there is very little smart technology built into the actual PageBraille device itself, because everything's happening on the web.
Yeah, exactly. So we keep it really simple, make it really robust so it will last a long time and be very simple to use and set up. So it just acts like a normal Bluetooth keyboard and it will connect to anything. And then we've also built some learning software on our website too to help interactively teach you Braille.
How does that work?
So it'll start off really simple, teaching you the alphabet and the dot combinations, and then it'll be able to give you instant feedback and tell you if you've made a mistake. And then it will slowly introduce contractions and more complicated things.
So does it kind of ask you to write things on the Perkins and then it gives you feedback as you write?
Yeah, so it'll start off saying like A is dot one, you'll press a dot one and emboss it, and then it will say correct. And then it will teach you kind of following a similar structure to fingerprint. And it'll also work with any third-party software that takes in SDF, JKL input. So like Duxbury, UEB Online, AKH products, it'll work with all of them out of the box too.
What about things like other Braille tables? So obviously UEB is supported. I know you have some other languages, maths and other maybe more specialist Braille codes.
So we use the UEB table, so it can support some basic UEB maths at the moment. And we're using LibLui for translation. So everything that LibLui supports, we can support on our website.
How did you get into doing something like this? Because it's kind of niche.
Yeah, so we started off as a university project at Imperial in London, and then we kind of showed it to some teachers, what we built, and they were really enthusiastic about it because they were having to sit there with a pen manually transcribing it for the sighted teachers who didn't know Braille. And so they had a really strong response and wanted to buy it from us immediately. So then we decided we should probably start offering it for sale in the UK, and then met with Sight and Sound as well.
And the beauty of this, Greg, and having shown it to a few people, the beauty of it is there's no setup, there's no training, you just turn the thing on and it works.
Yeah, it's so basic, and that's what people loved. Is we found a lot of teachers have to do a lot of tech support and it's a lot of hard work for them, whereas with this we tried to keep it really simple to avoid that.
Alright Greg, we're really looking forward to showing this solution because it's really, really powerful. Lovely to see something that brings the Perkins Brailler right back. And not that I suppose the Perkins Brailler didn't have a function in the past, but this really gives it a new and very exciting function, I think. So thanks for sharing that with us, and we're looking forward to keeping in touch with you. Thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Amazing. Thanks so much.
Join us at Sight City in Frankfurt, and delighted to be catching up on the show today with Sean from NextVPU, all the way from China. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
My goodness, you came from China.
Yes.
What part of China?
Beijing and Shanghai.
Okay. Long flight?
12 hours.
Okay, fantastic. Listen, you're here to tell us a little bit about a really interesting product that we'll come to in a sec, but NextVPU, I think most people who listen to this show won't know who NextVPU are. Will you tell us a little bit about the company first?
Yeah, the company is founded 8 years ago. Our CEO and CTO, they used to work for AMD. It's a big competitor of Intel, and I used to work for Intel. Our CEO and CTO, they design different kind of GPUs and CPUs, and also some computer vision stuff. So about 8 years ago, 10 years ago, while they're working with AMD, they're seeing that, you know, for the visual systems and the visual applications are emerging. So they're thinking to build a integrated solutions, not only the chips, but also the modules and then products. But because AMD sort of has the technology background, but they don't have the product, so our CEO and CTO decided to found a company, started as a startup. So that's the background. And on one occasion, just 1 year after the company was founded, our CEO's friend, who is also suffering from illness and became like visually impaired or blind, so our CEO ran across some occasions on that. You know, he felt that his technology could help his friend and his family around him, and also even bigger group of populations. So he think that technology at the end of the day should benefit people. So 7 years ago, we decided to do something for this group of people. And this is, I think, at the end of the day, NextVPU think that technology should benefit people. But back to NextVPU, it means Next Vision Processing Unit. It's just like a GPU. Okay. GPU is a graphic processing unit, and vision processing unit is the next thing to happen.
Okay, it's always nice to hear the sort of the story as well, and maybe a little bit about the people behind. So that's really nice, and thanks for telling us a little bit about that. You've been showing a product today that we're going to be looking at Sight and Sound, and it's something called the Angel Eye Desktop. What is it?
Yeah, it's called the Angel Eye Desktop Unit. It's some device that you can work as a reading machines, but there are a lot of features in it. Not only the OCRs, but you can also have the translations. You translate different languages to different languages, and you have the AI features in it. Because now the ChatGPT, the AI things are popular.
Right.
So we think to bring those AI technologies to benefit those who need it, especially in this sectors. I think as I just mentioned, technology should benefit the right people. So this is the idea behind the desktop reader.
I was in a restaurant last year, Sean, and the menu was in French, I think.
Yeah.
Would the desktop Angel Eye be ideal in that kind of situation to get it for me in English?
Yeah, the Angel Eye desktop unit could do two things for your French menu. One is it could recognize it's French, but if you want to listen to us as English, then it would just translate directly as English. Secondly, it could easily summarize the French menu for you. For example, it could describe that it's a menu, what is on the menu, fish, chicken, or lamb. So they could do a lot of things for you, and even maybe they could do some calculations on your bills and everything.
There's a lot of stuff going on in the background, and you mentioned AI already. How are you guys kind of leveraging AI to do that stuff?
Okay, so because we start building our own chips, our chips is called SoC, meaning the system on chips. So there are a lot of integrated parts of the hardware in our chips. Not only it can do AI, but it can do 3D measurement, and it can do a lot of image processing capabilities. So we're trying to bring all those integrated technologies one by one to these sectors. And AI is the only first thing. And next thing is we're going to bring the 3D world, the real world, to visually impaired people to help them not only to read through the OCR functions, but we also planning to help them with their mobilities, i.e. going out
and to be more mobile.
Okay, you've given us a lovely little kind of a teaser there. I suspect we'll hear more from you in the future. Sean, thanks for giving us an overview. Watch this space on sightandsound.co.uk for more information. For the moment, Sean, enjoy the rest of the show and safe trip back home.
Thank you. Nothing less. I'm just saying that in these sectors, it's all about respect. We respect these sectors, and we're going to deliver the product with respect.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
Yep,
pleasure.
Thank you.
You join us here at Sight City in Frankfurt, and I'm catching up with Wojtek from Harpo. Wojtek, welcome to the podcast, first of all.
Hi, Stuart.
Listen, we've just been looking at the product that you're very shortly to release, something that I'm personally very excited about, the Braille Pen 24. I was telling you that I had, back in the day, about 10 years ago now or more, Braille Pen 12, you guys used to have with a joystick and 12 cells of Braille. I do believe at the time it was the cheapest Braille display on the market. So that's a pretty good thing to be able to say. Tell us about the Braille Pen 24.
So Braille Pen 24 is the newest product from Harpo. It's the slimmest version of Notetaker that you can find on the market. It has only 15 millimeters thin. So you have here 24 Braille cells, dot cells. Also 24 cursor routing keys. There's a joystick like in Braille Pen 12, as you mentioned. Mm. And you can use it as a note taker or with connection with iPad, iPhone, etc.
So this is different to Braille Pen 12, because Braille Pen 12 was just a Braille display. Tell us about the note taking functionality and what's in there.
So you can use embedded apps like email, contacts, calendar, and Notepad. And when you synchronize it with our app from App Store or Google Play, which is Braille Pen Sync, you can synchronize your email box and then read and write all the emails, find the contacts that you have.
So your app will support things like Microsoft Exchange or Google, I presume, and then you just add your account in the app, is that it?
Yep.
Okay, very good. Tell us about the connectivity, because this is really being marketed as, I think, a companion to a mobile device. Mm-hmm. You're presumably supporting iOS and Android out of the box?
Yes, we Android, iOS, Mac, and PC.
Okay.
Yes. Windows.
And how many Bluetooth connections?
Up to 5 devices.
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
it can save up to 5 devices.
Keyboard is really nice, by the way. I'm just touching it here. Very very prominent, nice keys with a very nice press. There are two space bars, is that right?
Yes, two space bars with special features, just with shortcuts that can be useful.
Okay.
Use USB-C for charging and for connection. With PC, for example.
Okay, and unlike the Braille Pen 12, there is an 8-dot keyboard on this device as well, so we've got 7 and dot 8 at either end.
Yep.
Okay, just maybe talk to us a little bit about the display, because people, I know when I was touching it, it felt somewhat faint because you're using a different type of Braille technology.
Mm-hmm. We have here dot technology. The same dot, the same Braille cells that you can find, for example, in DotPad. And we have also a film here above the cells.
Okay.
Just for protection from dust or water or... Because of the technology of the dot technology.
And you did explain to us that you did explain to me before we started this chat that you can take that film off. It does make the Braille display very much more crisp, but it obviously does, as you say, expose it to the elements a bit more. And
yes.
I think we were sort of saying that over time you get used to reading this Braille through the film anyway, wouldn't you?
So yeah, so you can change the frames. That you will become two additional frames, but feeling the dots as you can feel is quite good, even if they have the film.
Okay, Braille Pen 24 shortly, not quite released yet, but in the next little while, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks for talking to us today. Hope the rest of the show goes well.
Thank you very much.
Well, you join us once again at Site City 2024, and I'm with our good friend at this stage, Jean-Marc Fagali. Jean-Marc, welcome back.
I feel like I'm on here too often, Stuart.
No, you can never be too often. And Jean-Marc, of course, from WeWalk.
Yep.
You guys have had a very busy few weeks. WeWalk version 2 launched a couple of weeks ago.
Yep, indeed. That's super exciting for us. And the first thing I have to say before even diving in to WeWalk version 2 is a massive thank you. Because actually, V2 was built on all the feedback. So Smart Cane 1, you know, helped us realize, look, a smart cane is important. We can do so much more with the, you know, with the cane. But it's been years of collecting your feedback, be it Sight and Sound Technology, be it users across the globe in over 59 countries. We listen to each and every one of you. And V2, you know, Smart Cane 2 really is a combination of all of that. So actually, thank you before we even talk about the product.
Okay. Now, Jean-Marc, you're going to be joining us at Sight and Sound Technology as part of our webinar Wednesday in June. So if people want to save that date in their diary, more information, and people will have a chance to really understand the WeWalk version 2. But give us, if you can, just the kind of big highlights in version 2.
Yep. So the biggest thing we want to address with Smart Cane 2 is keeping all of V1's great features, so not taking anything away, but putting it into a much smaller, slimmer package, and one that actually resembles a standard wide cane. We want you to be able to pick up a Smart Cane 2 and to go, wow, that actually feels no different than my regular cane. I haven't had to compromise on size and weight. I now have a Smart Cane that does exactly and feels exactly like my cane does. But of course, with all the added benefits of, you know, a smart cane. So we've got obstacle detection, which is now better than ever. We've got both audio and haptic obstacle detection. We've got much improved audio thanks to our collaboration with Harman. We've now got buttons, so even when you're swiping your cane aggressively or wherever you are, you don't have to work on gestures. You simply press a button and everything is there. We've even got a voice assistant built in now, so you can actually talk to your WeWalk. You can ask it, hey, you know, what can I do in Frankfurt, for instance? You know, I asked WeWalk that a couple of times at the event, you know, take me to the nearest restaurant or a cafe. But overall, it's just about making that whole experience, you know, more seamless, faster, slimmer, just stronger than ever, really.
I love the responsiveness. You were showing it to us earlier on, the ChatGPT, but even the responsiveness navigating the menus, there's no latency. It's really quick.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things that our users told us. It's like, we don't need billions of features. We just want to make sure that the features that you've got are reliable and dependable and work well. And it's not just, you know, the software features that we've made more dependable. It's the whole construction of WeWalk that's more dependable now. So you've got a silicon case that you can actually accessorize and add to your cane. You can change its color if you want. It's now become way more weatherproof. So, you know, whether you're caught out in any sort of weather condition, you know, WeWalk can really get you there. It's all about that, you know, optimization, if you'd like. So yeah, it's something that we're, you know, incredibly excited for everyone to get their hands on.
Okay, and people will have a chance to do that over the next couple of months in the UK and in Ireland. Jean-Marc, we're looking forward to kind of doing much more talk about this in June on our webinar. But for the moment, thanks a million for your time, and hope the rest of Sight City is successful for you.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much, Stuart. Thanks again, Sight and Sound Technology. Great to be here.
Well, there you go. It's just about all we have time for on this edition of the show. Hope you enjoyed our Sight City insights. I've certainly enjoyed being here in Frankfurt. It's almost time for me to head back to Dublin and to say goodbye until next time from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight and Sound Technology. Thanks for listening and see you soon.